Hello, everybody. It is that time again. It is 12 o'clock straight up noon here in Denver, Colorado. I am Burt Middleton, the gout killer. And today we are going to be talking about, does sleep apnea cause gout? And I did a little bit of something about this on my newsletter earlier this week, and so it's sort of been on my mind, and this is what I wanted to talk about, because a lot of people out there are kind of surprised to find out that there is some kind of a connection between this huge connection between gout and sleep apnea. And interestingly enough, I've been writing about this for years. The first time I did a blog post on it was December 27th, 2011. And I got turned on to this by a guy named Burton Abrams, who has done a whole bunch of stuff on how that sleep apnea connection and gout plays out. I mean, he goes so far as to think that gout is sort of like a symptom of sleep apnea. Like, everybody that has gout, it's really because they've got sleep apnea. And I'm not so sure that I can go so far as to say that, but it did make me think about how much there is a connection between, thanks Patrick, and it's really just interesting how much of a connection there is between how people wake up with gout attacks, or you end up getting gout attacks in the night. And I don't know about you, but even after almost six years of not getting gout attacks, I've gotten to the point where I still wake up and I move my feet and I move my wrists and I'm like, it's going to be a good day. No gout attacks. So one of the things that I got started with in terms of just thinking that there was a lot of connection that could be dealt with in terms of not getting gout and doing preventative things to keep from getting gout by way of being able to breathe better. And my theory, and it seems to have proved out pretty well for myself and a lot of other people that I've talked to, is that learning to breathe fully, deeply, completely, and making a habit out of it and putting a lot of attention on it is one of the best things that we can do to make sure that we consistently keep our blood oxygen saturation up to a higher level. Because like with sleep apnea, when the blood oxygen saturation drops too low, because you're basically not breathing for 20 or 30 seconds at a time several times a night with sleep apnea, even if you don't have full-on sleep apnea, we still don't breathe as well as we could when we're in our sleeping hours, and sometimes we just don't have great ventilation in our sleeping environment. So that blood oxygen saturation starts to drop. So one of the things that I'm always kind of ranting and raving about is taking the time every day to stop and put your attention on breathing fully, deeply, completely, and the kind of inhale through the nose for a good 3 or 4 seconds, and then give it a pause, and then exhale out of your mouth for a good 3 to 4 to 5 seconds, and really focus more on the exhale than the inhale, you know, really getting all of that air out, and then another pause, and then start over. Making a practice of doing that 2 or 3 times or 4 times a day, maybe even when you first wake up in the morning before you get out of bed, maybe when the last thing at night when you lay down to go to sleep. There are so many different benefits that come from breathing well, and it helps you to go to sleep better. It helps you to relax and get your day started better. It helps you to be more centered and be a little less prone to different pressures and stresses throughout the day. So there's so many different applications beyond just what it can do for keeping your blood oxygen saturation up and not getting gout. And so if we breathe better, more consistently throughout the day, we create reserves, I believe, into our sleeping hours, and even the habit of breathing better when we're in our waking hours, it causes us to have sort of like a better habit of sleep, of breathing when we're sleeping. So anyway, that's my whole big thing on why I wanted to talk about sleep apnea and its big connection with gout. And if there is anyone that, if anybody has any questions about how all that works or anything to add to it, please, let's hear from you right now. Well, I'm not getting anybody that's going to step up to the plate on asking any questions or having any comments about that. So I just want to thank everyone for being on the call today. I'm doing this every Thursday at noon, except for next week. Next week I have a big thing going on Thursday and Friday that I'm not going to be able to take the time to do this, so I'm going to be doing it on Wednesday, November 5th, 12 noon Mountain Standard Time, and also later in the afternoon on that same day, I'm going to be doing a Google Hangout. So if you're not familiar with Google Hangouts, it will be live streaming on my Gout Killer website, and that Gout Killer website, thegoutkiller.com, there's a tab that says Gout Killer TV up at the top, and if you just go there, you'll be able to tune in, and it'll be live streaming right there at 2 o'clock Mountain Standard Time next Wednesday at 2 p.m., next Wednesday, November 5th. So once again, thanks for being on the call, and look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Art.
Oh, you done? Holy crap. You're kidding me. Hey, Bert. Look, man. Anybody there? Bullshit. That is the bullshit.